Okay, good afternoon. Go ahead. Well, I'm looking forward to join the Cafe Evangelical meeting this Saturday. I'll be there. Yeah. Since Art and Darcy came to Hiroshima, it's like the act of owasa, you know. many things are happening, and you know, and came together. It's like God wants to do something in that area. You know. Amen. Yeah, He opened the door. We just go in and start His ministry. All right. Okay. I'd like to give you a short message from Romans chapter 5, 12 to 21. The text is relatively long. The gift of God, because this is the second week of Advent. You saw the two candles, lightning. So let me read from chapter 5, verse 12 to 21. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all men, because all sinned. For before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. Verse 15, but the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. The law was added so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I changed the color some words, as you see, the grace and the gift and grace. In this text, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five times use of the gift, and grace, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, of grace. Actually, grace and the gift means the same. Yeah, different words, but almost the same meaning in Greek. And this text is kind of redundant, you know, the same things. Sometimes Paul is, you know, too
wordy.
This, he, if you want to say something, very, you know, wants to stress, he wants to emphasize, he says the same things in the different types of sentences. Yeah, right. And so this long text, you can put it to one chart. Yeah, this chart I made. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. The trespass and the gift of God. Yeah. You can take the photo. Yeah. And verse 15, if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Trespass is the one man, is Adam, right? Adam, the one man. If many died by one man, so many be saved or get lives from one man, Jesus Christ. Verse 16, the judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation. And the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. The judgment, one sin, just one sin, brought judgment and condemnation. But just one gift, Jesus Christ, brought justification. One sin brought condemnation. One gift brought justification. 17, by the trespass of one man, death reigned through that one man. Reigned, in the same sentence, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Reign through that one man. Reign through the one man, Jesus Christ. The same sentence. Of course, the first part reigns through that one man, Adam, and the second part reigns through the one man, Jesus Christ. Verse 18, the result of one trespass was condemnation for all sin. The result of one act of righteousness was justification, brings life for all men. All same meaning. Yeah, different pattern, but the same meaning. Verse 19, through the disobedience of the one man, Adam, through the obedience of the one man, Jesus, the many will be made righteous. Just one disobedience, just small one, just bite the apple. No, that's the apple. Yeah, by the fruit, just one act. Just one disobedience. You know, you can tell this is, you know, God's pattern. I know, God knows the disobedience. Of course, the result was the condemnation for all men. But what Adam was did was small thing, just one thing. But just one thing gives the worst result to the whole earth. But one man's act gives the whole world best result. No. And verse 20, the law was added so that the trespass might increase. Law was added and added. just from the start, God gave him the God gave the law to the Moses. But after Moses received the law, the Jews added many things. Yeah, every single year, the law became the big like dictionary. But the law was added, the trespass was increased because the law was added. If the law is small, trespass is not getting bigger. Yeah. Just five sins. But 10, 20, 100, 1,000, you know, so every single law can give us more sin. But where sin increased, grace increased. Amen. Amen. Come on. Hey, laws, okay. As many as you want, make the laws, God says. Hey, you want to make, you want to increase the laws? Okay. If you increase the law, I increase my grace. Right? Yeah. Where sin increased, grace increased all the more abundantly. Yeah. This morning I preached from John 1, my favorite chapter. Maybe I preached five or more times. My favorite chapter, yeah. In the part, John said, grace over grace. In Greek said, charin anti charitos, which means through when Jesus came and died for us, God gave us grace over grace. You know, God's grace never stopped, never finished. Grace, grace, grace every day. Grace. Sins, okay, you can sin anytime, yeah. I know you're human beings. I know you're weak. Yeah, okay, go ahead and sin. I give you forgiveness. My grace comes over and over and over again. Yeah, never stops. Sin reigned in death. Wow, this is the worst part. Sin reigned in death. Sin has the sword. I can kill you, the sin says, you know. Since you sin, you die. Yeah. This is the weakest part of our human beings. Nobody can resist. We go die. Right, yeah. Yeah. However, that later part, grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life. Yeah. Come on, eternal life. Yeah. Yeah. Death. Okay, I can go and die. Yeah. Since I have eternal life. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, kill me. Yeah. Sin, reign in death. Okay. Okay. Huh. I don't care. You do care? No. Why? We have eternal life. Yes. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. This is the gift of God. What the gift means? What the gift means? What the gift means? You don't need to pay anything. We don't need to pay anything. Nothing. Just receive it. This is the gift. This is the faith. We open our hands and receive. Thank you, Lord. This is the gift. We have eternal life. Nobody can condemn me. Nobody can kill me. Nobody can ruin my life. Because our one man, Yeah, we have two men. One, Adam. Yeah. He made big mistake. But we have another one, Jesus Christ. Changed the whole history of human beings. When Jesus came down to the earth, the world was changed. Totally, 100%. Yeah. We are no more on the history of sins, no more on, in the history of death, no more history of devastating, no more history of unhappy. We are in the history of eternal life. We are in the history of joy. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are not so happy. Do I look so happy? Yeah. What? Why this? I have gift. Yeah. God gave me the gift. Yeah. This gift is the gift. Nobody can give me. And this gift is the how can I say? First and last, you know, this final gift. Yes, I don't need anything. No money. Amen. A little bit of time lag. Are you guys okay? Are you guys okay? Huh? Oh, I'm hungry, yeah. But this gift is the final gift. And this gift is the best gift. Yeah. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the gift you gave me and you saved me. We sinned. But the gift of God saved me and give me the eternal life. We are no more in condemnation, no more in judgment. Thank you, Lord, because the gift of God, Jesus Christ, obeyed the will of God. Because he climbed up the tree of death. Because he died for us. This gift changed the whole world. This gift changed me. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for Christmas. We are so joyful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's sing.
Let's sing this again on a cappella, church. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. You're the He wraps himself in light.
Keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. 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 God bless you. Have a good week. Thank you all for coming.